Good morning, I'm Mitchell Clem. The New South Wales Independent Planning Commission has put the brakes on a proposal to rezone a 41-hectare parcel of agricultural land in Wyre Lane, east of Berry. The review comes after a decision by the New South Wales Department of Planning in June to reject a gateway application that was submitted by Shoalhaven City Council. The Commission recommends the development shouldn't proceed as it's inconsistent with the Illawarra-Shoalhaven Regional Plan and the Shoalhaven Growth Management Strategy, will lead to the loss of viable agricultural land and may create a precedent for the rezoning of adjoining rural lots to the south. The proponents sought to rezone land from RU1 primary production and RU4 primary production small lots to R5 large lot residential and E2 environmental conservation and change the minimum lot size to 1 hectare with the potential to accommodate 29 large lot dwellings on the site. Costing and design work for the Mossvale Bypass will get underway soon after Wingicarrie Council received $2.4 million from the state government. The project has been in the making as far back as the 1960s. A corridor for the project is in place and the costing and design work is expected to take around 2 years. Mayor Duncan Gare says there will be a number of challenges along the way.
The gas pipeline that runs through to Sydney. We have Optus cables and fibre optics and everything else that's under there. Plus we have high tension power lines. We'll have to work with those utilities for deviation of them and in some cases maybe even replacement.
A man has been charged with a number of alleged firearms offences after police raided a home in Bargo. Last month, police started an investigation into domestic violence offences involving a 24-year-old woman. Last Tuesday, officers went to a house at Hambridge Road, Bargo, where they arrested a 23-year-old man. They also uncovered firearms, which will undergo further examination. The 23-year-old appeared in Campbelltown local court yesterday. And the Milton Show Society is hoping to proceed with its 2021 show as normal. However, COVID restrictions could force the annual event to be cancelled or postponed. Show Society President Ken Leslie says the committee has been looking at a number of ways to ensure the show goes ahead, but they have ruled out a virtual show because the event is just as much about the spectators as the exhibitors.
At the moment, with the restrictions, we couldn't run a show. We couldn't enforce social distancing in the bar and around the rodeo and the bikes and many of our areas. And we could run with 500 on the ground. It's just not enough. So we need the restrictions to relax, but if they do, we'll be prepared to run as normal a show as we can. And the final decision to pull the pin will be very late.